Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pick up your book bags. Grab your notebooks. It's time to go on campus with Denton.
Hey, give me my theme music.
All right, Saturday was a big day, and it turned out to be a shocking day in a lot of places. Where are you going to start?
We're going to start in the SEC because they deserve it. They talked so much nonsense last week about how they were so much better than Indiana and a two-loss team should get in over a one-loss team, and then three of their teams all took a third loss. Bama loses to Oklahoma in embarrassing fashion. Their offense can't do anything. They don't even find the end zone against Oklahoma. Ole Miss loses to Florida. All of a sudden, Billy Napier, who was going to get fired 4 weeks ago, is playing. He got his team playing really good football. And then Texas A&M, which you knew about this one, they lost to Auburn. The SEC just completely took a number two all over themselves after saying they were so much better than Indiana. And by the way, Indiana didn't even look that good this weekend. They got shellacked by Ohio State. The score probably should have been a little bit more than it was. They made every mistake in the world against the Buckeyes, yet they're sitting prettiest out of everybody after this weekend.
Yeah, and by the way, Cignetti's getting to be a bit much, too, in talking about just some of the guys that are getting it way too chesty. Ohio State was impressive, although I really think in the first half of that game that the game completely turned on the fumbled punt snap, because even though Indiana did not generate enough offense in the game, that seemed to really be, you know, it was that followed by the punt return in the third quarter. I mean, it was two special teams plays that completely flipped that game. Ohio State was the better team, understood. But I really felt like Indiana was in that game much more in that first half, even into the early third quarter, than the score reflected. Like you said, man, Alabama. Look, I gave out Oklahoma. We talked about this. I thought Oklahoma would give their best effort and have a chance to keep it close. I didn't think they'd win the game by three touchdowns. But how about some of those throws from Jalen Milroe? What was he seeing?
Nothing. The Jalen Milroe that we saw against LSU, I think we were tricked because he played so well against LSU, but he wasn't throwing. He was using his legs. He was being a great playmaker, which he still is, but he's not a great thrower of the football. So when you go up against a defense that's saying, all right, we're not going to let you run the football on us, you have to throw, you get a 11 of 26 performance and your team doesn't find the end zone.
Yeah, you also mentioned it, man. Kudos to Billy Napier at Florida. This was a team that was crushed by injuries. They weren't supposed to be that great to begin with. And they've beaten LSU and Ole Miss in back-to-back weeks. They lost to Texas, but they went into that game with hardly anybody healthy. And they just flipped a big recruit from FSU to them. They play Florida State. They're going to go to a bowl game when it looked like they were having a disastrous season. That was impressive. I told you all week A&M's going to lose to Auburn. Like, that just felt right. I don't know where you stand on this, and maybe we've had this conversation and I just forgot. Deciding a football game in overtime with a two-point play is the dumbest thing in sports. Dumb.
I love it. I think it's so fun.
It's so gimmicky. It's just not reflective of anything that has to do with the game that you've watched. You know, it's deciding. It's not even deciding a basketball game with a three-point shooting contest. It's like, it's some other kind of skill competition. It's really in the idea that you're, you know, this is the safe way to do it. I've contended for a long period of time. These overtimes in college, it's not any safer than playing an NFL rule. Some of these games go ridiculous lengths of time. And sure, you cut down the plays not starting at the 25, but it's just so not reflective of anything having to do with the game. Starting it at the 25 isn't reflective of a real football game because you take, you know, field position and, you know, punt, you know, out of it. But a one-play, two-point conversion starting in the third overtime, I was glad once it got to that point, having Auburn plus three meant that that was a guaranteed winner, regardless of who got the two-pointer. What's the Auburn line against? What's the Iron Bowl line this week? I haven't even looked at it.
I haven't looked at it either. I would guess that Alabama is 5.5-point favorite. It's in Tuscaloosa. Maybe 7.5. I'm pulling it up now. They're 11.5 points.
Yeah, I was going to say it's more than a touchdown, definitely.
Yeah, the best
Auburn
game
just
of this,
had a big win. You know,
the best game of this weekend is going to be Clemson, South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina's played. What a season they've had! I can't wait to see the rankings tonight. I mean, do you have a sense of like is Bama out, Ole Miss out?
I don't think any of those teams are out. I just think they don't control their own destiny anymore because there can still be some craziness.
What's the SEC title game going to be? Georgia against who?
More than likely than not, Texas. Unless Texas loses and then it gets all wonky again. But Texas
What's
only has
A&M
one
A&M Texas line Saturday night?
A&M Texas is Texas 5.5 on the road.
Oof. There's some games Saturday, man.
Yeah, they just don't play. Texas just has not looked good on offense. But South Carolina, like, if we're going to do the three-loss SEC team in there, I mean, South Carolina, like, I'm curious to see where they're going to be ranked. Because if they beat Clemson, that's another ranked win. And then if we're debating three-loss SEC teams, like, they have to be in the conversation. Even if they didn't do great against some of these teams, although they did beat the brakes out of Texas A&M, but they lose to Alabama because their guy missed a two-point conversion throw that was there. He just sailed it into the fourth row. They got shellacked by Ole Miss, but like they're in the conversation.
Yeah, but they lost they lost that game that they had the big lead in against LSU early in the year, and they went to Tuscaloosa and nearly won.
Right.
Oh, man. All right. What else?
That's all. That's all we got for the weekend.
All right. Steve Buckhantz next.